It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. Governor Kim Reynolds announced yesterday she will open parts of Iowa's economy back up after closing business during the pandemic. With me to discuss what she's thinking and how she'll do it is IPR's Grant Gerlach. Hey, Grant.
Hey, Clay.
So walk us through this, Grant. How is she going to go about opening up an economy while a virus is still very much spreading through the state?
Well, let's start with a list of the businesses that can reopen. So that includes restaurants, retail stores, fitness centers, libraries, even malls can reopen, but the play areas have to stay closed and the food court has to just stick with carryout. Now, these businesses will have to limit the number of people who come through their doors only up to 50% of their legal capacity. So if a restaurant normally can seat 50 people, they have to stick with just 25 at a time for now. But there is still a long list of businesses that must remain closed, and that includes bars, barbershops, theaters. Now, the 77 counties that are being allowed to partially reopen are mostly rural counties across the western part of the state, north-central Iowa, south-central Iowa. There are 14 counties on this list that still have not reported a confirmed case of COVID-19, and that's even though the assumption is that the virus is pretty much everywhere. In the other 22 counties across the state, all of the business restrictions will stay in place until at least May 15th. And that includes the biggest urban areas across the state where there tend to be more cases, like Polk County, Woodbury, Scott, Black Hawk. There are also some rural counties on that list where the restrictions will stay put, like Louisa and Tama counties. Those are places where there have been outbreaks at meatpacking plants. Some of the other counties on the list have outbreaks at long-term care centers. But there are situations where you'll have counties that are reopening right next to some of the real hotspots in Iowa. For instance, Woodbury County, there's been a spike of cases in the Sioux City area, and all of the surrounding counties will have businesses reopening.
So what's to prevent someone from just crossing county lines to an open county, per se, that they could go to a restaurant or a mall that's open?
Well, nothing really. There are no travel restrictions. There are a couple recommendations, though. Governor Reynolds says if you're older or if you have an existing illness that makes you vulnerable to COVID-19, you should stay home. She also says if you know you've been exposed to the virus, you should stay home at least 14 days. The trouble with that is that a lot of people don't know because it can spread before symptoms show up.
And there's no indication that we've peaked in Iowa yet, right?
No. In fact, at the end of March, Reynolds and the Department of Public Health said it would be 2 to 3 weeks until we reach the peak. They said the same thing last week, that it could be another 2 to 3 weeks. So Iowa has not flattened the curve. But Reynolds says it's time to change the conversation to something about managing the virus.
The reality is that we can't stop the virus, that it will remain in our communities until a vaccine is available. Instead, we must learn to live with COVID virus activity without letting it govern our lives.
She says Iowans disrupted their lives to slow down the coronavirus, but it's not sustainable to keep that up indefinitely. So this partial reopening is part of her approach to live with the coronavirus in Iowa.
Now, you also talked to some infectious disease experts yesterday in the state about this decision. What are they saying?
Well, they say the state is not ready for this. You know, it may look like the hot spots are isolated to meatpacking plants and long-term care centers, but that's where most of the testing is happening. Outside of that, testing is still limited, so we don't really know how far and wide the virus has spread. And it's the same thing with contact tracing, you know, trying to reach anyone who's been in close contact with the virus. Dr. Megan Srinivas studies infectious disease, and she's also a physician in Fort Dodge, which is in the area that can reopen May 1st. And she says it looks like the virus is under control in many of these rural areas, but without widespread testing, we don't really know.
The fact that we're having outbreaks in manufacturing plants, many of which are in these rural counties, where they're assuming that we have a handle on things, shows that we likely don't.
Governor Reynolds says testing is continuing to ramp up. The state is beginning antibody testing to find people who have had COVID-19 but didn't know it. That's just starting. And there's also the new Test Iowa program where the state is contracting with a private company to add more tests. The first Test Iowa event was in Des Moines on Saturday. Around 250 people were tested. There's another one planned for Waterloo on Wednesday. Test Iowa is supposed to allow the state to add 3,000 tests per day on top of what's already happening. But it still has a long way to go to reach that number. And the experts I talked to say we'll need even more to know how far the coronavirus has spread.
IPR's Grant Gerlach, thank you.
You're welcome.